on the finest people.
Blog Talk Radio.
California time. Screwdriver and I got some interesting things to talk about, but remember, if you don't join us on our show, it's not going to be any fun. Screwdriver and I have been riding for too many miles together. I'm bored with whatever he's got to say. I'm bored. We need you to call and talk to us tonight. So, what have you been doing now? I know last week you were up north, and I was down here for an event I had to do, but if you check this calendar out, this coming weekend, we're both in the same area.
Exactly.
And that's not too often.
Saturday.
Yeah, and you're going to be at my place.
I'll be at your place,
off,
and then we're going to ride.
Take off,
we're
going to
take off,
yeah.
Do another thing. And we'll go from there.
Yeah, we'll talk about that stuff later in the show. As I have said, California is just so busy, we just got to stretch ourselves out.
Yeah. And
you know, if anybody's calling me out there from New York, I'd love to know what happened. They had a possible making bicycles required to have a license plate, and I heard something about insurance to drive on the public streets. Any of our New York people want to follow through on that, I'd love to hear about that. Because if that passes, screwdriver, that could go everywhere. That's just revenue.
Yeah.
Just pure revenue.
Well, I got Saturday we... So Friday night, you know where I was. I was up
Orange
County.
Yeah.
And then...
Is that where you were at, Orange County?
Yeah.
It was Friday night.
It was Friday night.
Saturday night, you were somewhere else.
Saturday, I was in...
further up.
San Fernando Valley.
Yeah.
Well, on the way there, we were going to pick up Andy. Andy Mephese. He played the president of the Belfast chapter.
The Sons of Anarchy.
And what happened was... he called, and we told him we'd pick him up on the way to the clubhouse. So the exit we were at, he was on the exit above us. So we pulled over and, playing phone tag.
Pulled over on the emergency side?
No, we pulled over on the side of the road.
Okay, okay.
And, off the
shoulder.
Curb and on the shoulder.
Right.
And one of California's Highway Patrol finest decided that he needed to give us a ticket for driving on the shoulder.
We pulled over, or were you going slow?
No, he pulled us over.
I don't need to know exactly. How many people will you pull over with? Ballpark.
I can't say that. It's more than a dozen and less than 100.
I'm trying to picture my mind. Not who you're with, sir, but the scene.
More than 12 and less than 100.
Right.
And proceeded to walk up, ask questions, da-da-da-da-da.
Obviously, you can't count for shit if you can't.
What
you're doing.
Some of the people
what you're doing, brother.
Some of the people that are with us, I can't divulge.
Yeah.
They wouldn't appreciate it if I put the finger.
It's not our business.
No. So,
you're minding your own business, American, driving on American freeway.
To pick up a fellow rider.
Right. Uh-huh.
And after there was an accident, so that's why he said he saw us. So he came around, got us, and then he got us between the exits, Bill. So we were like two blocks from the exit.
Okay.
So traffic, there was two accidents while they were stopped watching what was going on the side of the road. So rather than try and merge out into all that traffic, I suggested, hey, can we go this way? And I pointed to the shoulder where we're all parked to drive to the next exit.
Yeah.
You know what that prick said? as long as you guys can do it safely. The fuck did we do to pull over here?
You pulled over to safely contact the person to get their to continue on your journey as an American driving on an American road.
Right.
And bam, if you were in a car, say a Toyota, would you stop? Probably not.
No.
You're on a motorcycle.
Right.
That's the first sign right there.
Well, then yeah, and after he said that, he said you guys might want to hurry up so you can make the party. But while we were there, we're on the side of the road.
And they have to look up.
L.A. County Sheriff, LAPD, and a black one. We get down to go down the hill. You know where the Spahn Ranch was?
I know it was up there.
Where Manson had that farm and shit?
Yeah.
Where you come down that hill?
Mm-hmm.
There's two guys on bikes with fucking radar guns sitting across their necks with big smiles on their face. We're doing like 80. They didn't pull out behind us. They didn't do that. You know why they didn't do anything? Because at the next fucking light, there was 12 squad cars on the side. Six on one side, six on the other side. We all go through. Get down to the next light. Same shit. We make that right turn. You got to go through that twisties. At every turnout was two police cars, a Suburban, and a sheriff's car. All the way there. I got some pictures, but I don't know if they came out about the helicopters,
yeah.
But I tried to get them.
Well, maybe they thought you needed some extra lights. They were trying to help you by pulling spotlights on you. Is that the
problem? It was 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh, okay.
And then we wrote the ticket.
I don't think they like you.
No. I wasn't the only one, Bill. But he wrote the ticket as 7/21/755. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And just to enlighten everybody, I'm opening that code book.
With California.
California.
Let the listeners know what's going on. Yeah.
And this is what it says, Bill. He wrote it for passing on the right shoulder, 21755 alpha, under the vehicle code. Now, what does that take? You want to read what that
21755, the driver.
There is no A. You see an A there?
No, there's no A at all.
Okay.
After the second five,
now,
you have to, the driver of a motor vehicle may overtake and pass another vehicle upon the rights only under conditions permitting such movements in safety. In no event shall such movement be made by driving off the paved or main traveled portion of the highway. But you're on the paved, the blacktop shoulder. You are not in the dirt, loose dirt. That's what I mean.
No,
there. You're never going to loose dirt and pass, but you can pass on the shoulder.
That's
area.
Right.
That's correct.
So we were merging into traffic.
Yeah.
Okay. That's when he got us. So for that, and he wrote it wrong, I talked to Ashby. He's the attorney. You know, we've been using for all that other stuff. If you guys can't hear me too well, somebody let me know in the chat, please.
Sure. He's got a little slight cold tonight, I think, guys. He's a little...
Yeah, we just got a message from Dan or Jan. She can't call. She has dental problems. Sorry to hear that. And yes, we're going to get to that topic that's coming up here.
You think your jaw is sore somehow?
I don't know.
I wonder why your jaw is sore.
Don't even go there. Paul, you're unmuted.
I'm here, buddy.
Okay. If for people outside of this little realm of you talking to the three of us, this is Paul, a friend of mine from when I was a kid. He's in Chicago. He's going to sit in the weeds, and then I'll bring him in on any topic he wants to touch on. So we'll go from there. But I want you guys, I dug something out, Bill, because I thought this was really great. It really describes freedom. Okay, so when I go to this, I'll let you introduce it.
We're talking about the famous Mel Gibson Braveheart movie where the star, the hero, is that fine Irish lad. The rest of the people, they're just co-stars, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I've said that movie three times. It's one of the movies I would watch again tomorrow. I didn't like the last part when they disemboweled him and all that. That's not really nice. But I thought the concept that men who had nothing but their lives were willing to lay their lives down to be considered equal, to be free. I thought that was class.
Right.
You remember when just where he died, what was his last words? He screamed out to the...
Freedom.
Freedom, yeah.
And that's one of the reasons I chose this, because slowly but surely, all our freedoms are starting to disappear. So sit back and enjoy this, because I'm going to play it.
I tell you, my grandfather died 20 years ago. if he'd be woken up magically and he walked down the street, he wouldn't know what country he was in.
No.
Because we have allowed so many of our rights, one right at a time, piecemeal. We've given it up there. My grandfather would say, where am I? Where's the wonderful country, America? What's happened to us?
Well, you know, that goes along the lines with that other thing we played the other day.
Yeah.
And about the Second Amendment.
Exactly.
And, it's kind of like, wow.
I want to point out again to everybody that doesn't know, Screwdriver and I are both veterans. We support the troops. America's the greatest country in the world. God bless America. I'm proud to say that. We got to get our boys home.
Yes, we do. And you believe, now, along with those lines with the freedom, you know, there's such a state of confusion out there. I mean, I'm going to play this one. This is called Charlton Heston's A Torch With No Flame.
You people that haven't heard this one, this is right there.
Yeah, if you haven't heard this, if you haven't heard this, listen up.
Even the Second Amendment to the Constitution, right? I mean, you consider yourself a keeper of the flame, and you intend to pass that torch on to the next generation of Americans. So tell me, if you could see into the next century and know whether the Second Amendment is still intact or in shambles, would you look? If someone could predict the outcome a half a hundred years from now of all your conviction and commitment and hard work, would you listen? Well, you can.
What guarantees me freedom? Oh, that's a hard question. What is the Constitution? I don't know. Gives me freedom? I don't know.
Will they be the keepers of the flame?
No, I do not think everybody should have the right to own a gun.
What is the Constitution? I don't know.
Guns, in general, are very bad.
What is the Constitution? I don't know. What's the Constitution?
Will they carry the torch?
They must have gave them kids a computer. No
exactly,
toys. No toys.
Exactly.
No toys and shit when they were little.
No trips to the library.
No.
None of that stuff at all.
No.
What the hell's a library?
They gave them the TV.
I have no idea what the Second Amendment is.
An amendment is...
Oh, I know what the Second Amendment...
Let me think. When is the Second Amendment?
You got me there. I don't know.
What's the Second Amendment? I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know.
Something's gone wrong. For all our vigilance and battle scars over the Bill of Rights, have we let the flame of freedom's torch grow cold? Because there can be no torch to pass where there's no flame. Well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. The Second Amendment. Textbooks ignore it, schools teach against it, clergy preach against it, politicians legislate against it, media ridicule it, movies pervert it, courts avoid it, and too many gun owners permit it. So it's not unreasonable that with one lost generation, we could lose the Second Amendment forever. Because we didn't teach them what the battle's all about. We didn't strike that spark in their hearts that lights the fire for freedom. So why does that belief burn so brightly in you and me? Our core beliefs are the work of all the men and women of our childhoods. A constellation of people who orbited around us, tugging here, pushing there, day after day as we grew, shaping our beliefs, carving our characters until we became who we are. You remember them? Parents who didn't just talk about values, but who lived out those values. The gym coach whose knotted rope taught you to pull your own weight. The scoutmaster who surely had a job and a family to tend to, but always made time for you. The clergyman whose moral compass helped guide your way. The grocery store owner who played along with mom in an unscripted scolding that ended your candy pilfering days forever. The principal whose handmade paddle was somehow comforting. It meant punishment was certain. So was forgiveness. The neighborhood teenager who bragged about joining the army, but whose silence after the war torture even more. The teacher who stood up for the weak and stared down the bully. The neighborhood policeman who didn't just know the law, he knew everything you were thinking. That stranger you watched at the football game, during the national anthem, unknowingly guided your hand over your heart. And that woman by him, her eyes fixed in the flag, taught you patriotism isn't just for guys. All of those people, they gave you a sense of geography about your life, where you fit in, right and wrong. Each of us is a tapestry of threads woven by all of them. They understood their part in the pattern, personal responsibility, freedom, honesty, justice, the Bill of Rights. That is the living torch they passed to us. Imagine if every kid had learned what we learned, that without a Second Amendment, by what means could a free people expect to protect freedom? We learned that. History proves it. Common sense confirms it, and any school kid can grasp it. Only people who are free to own firearms can remain free people. If every kid could just learn that a gun is a thing to be handled with care and respect, yes, honor. Because beneath all the trappings of hobby and camaraderie and sport, a firearm is the fundamental symbol of our freedom. Because a firearm gives the most common of common men the most simple and supreme right to pursue life and liberty and happiness in accordance with and under the protection of the law. That's why the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. That is the passion we must ignite in those who follow. All of us who feel that surge of pride, who cheer at the genuine glory of a free people able to protect their own freedom. So what are we doing about it? Yes, we can blame violent crime, or Sarah Brady, or the media, or bullet-riddled movies, and certainly some blame is due. But what effort has our generation spent to make sure the next generation feels as deeply as we do? If we focus on anti-gun legislation but ignore an anti-gun generation, if we spend years as pro-gun activists but only minutes as pro-gun mentors, if we've earned the support of this generation of office holders, but not the next generation of voters, we will have failed. We must tell it, teach it, live it, breathe it. Every one of us born beneath this blessed American sky has rights nobody can take away, because no one gave them to us. They were ours from the beginning. Each of us has a birth certificate, but it didn't give us life. It just put on paper what everybody already knows. We are alive. In the same way, the Constitution didn't give us rights. It just put on paper what everybody already knows. We are free to say and write and think and work and worship as we choose. We're free to own a firearm, and that right shall not be infringed. If you consider yourself a freedom-loving patriot, you can't shirk your duty to teach America's young to understand the Second Amendment, to revere it, to embrace it, to defend it, and in their turn, to bequeath it. That's what we have to do. We, the teachers, the neighbors, the clergy, the uncles, the grocers, the legislators, the scoutmasters, the parents, the Americans. Only then can we pass the torch with that sacred flame that lights the American way.
You know, Bill, for anything that we do,
yeah,
he hit it right on the head. Everybody has to join forces, whether it's gun rights, to take a piss outside,
yeah,
whatever you want to do.
You know, official, okay, what I want to talk about there was what he said, and I've heard this so many times, and he talks about the children.
Right.
Children being our future. I believe that our generation, from Korea, Vietnam, and all these other flare-ups, we are damaged goods. You and I believe, are damaged goods. My grandparents thought this was the best thing in the world. My grandparents went to bed every night saying, God bless America. Somehow you and I and all this stuff we're damaged.
Right.
But our children, if we would just take the opportunity to take our children to a museum, take our children to a war monument, take our children to tell them about what is about peace. Let our children appreciate what's going out there. You know, brother?
Mm-hmm. Jesse, is that you at 858?
That's me.
Okay.
Hey, Jessica.
Let us wrap up this commentary,
going?
And then we'll bring you in, okay? I'm going to leave
don't
you unmuted if you want to chime in.
Okay.
So don't go anywhere. Just listen to us wrap our little speech up. We'll get back to you.
Right. And then hold on.
Children.
Right.
We're
hold on.
Yeah.
We got a call from over the pond.
England, United Kingdom, rather. I like calling it.
Evil, is that you?
Evil, good evening.
Yo, what's up? How you doing, man?
Much. I unmuted you guys, so let us finish this commentary, and then we'll bring you on.
Sounds good.
All right.
Whoever's calling on Skype, you're unmuted. If you'd like to talk, go ahead. Just let me know that we can hear you.
Okay, I might be here.
Okay, Art, hold on 1 second, all right? We'll let Bill wrap up his commentary here, and then we'll go in. We're going to lead off with Jesse after that.
All right, so what we're saying about, you all heard Charlton Heston, he's talking about nothing but he hit the nail on the head every time. And I was saying again, I believe that Screwdriver, you and I have been through too many conflicts in our life. I think you and I and many of our age are damaged goods. But our children, they can pull this country back to greatness. We need to take our children to the museums. We need to take our children to war monuments. We need to take our children to church. If you don't want to join an organized, make your children at least be spiritual. Make them realize what's going on out there. We need the next generation of Americans to be as proud Americans in World War I. We danced down New York, the big boulevard. We're so proud of our troops. We're not proud of our troops anymore. And yet these young men and women are giving their lives. In some cases, they're coming back with losing an arm, losing a leg, scar tissue. I'm talking men and women. We need the kids in elementary school to be able to stand up and proudly say, I respect the police. I respect the army. I respect this country. And not talk back to the teachers. If a student is talking back to the teachers today, the teacher should have the authority to call the parents up and have them come in and smack that kid right in the head. We cannot let this country slip. And you and I are calloused. Very quickly, my father did 3 tours in Vietnam, and I went in the military after him. He came home from Vietnam the first time. I've never told him about this. Came home with the American flag around his shoulders. Not reality, we got the impression. That's how proud he was. Second tour of Vietnam, he was a little more elusive. Third tour of Vietnam, he came back, and I was going in the military at that time. I assure you, I did not join. I was drafted. But he went and sat down, put his arm around me, and said, Bill, you're going in the military. You're drafted, obviously. What do you want to do? I will support any decision you make. I said, Dad, what do you mean? I'm drafted. I'm going to go wherever I went. He goes, I'm asking you to look at the picture and decide what you're going to do. My father, by the third tour of Vietnam, was so frustrated with the fact they weren't there to win. He was so frustrated with the loss of American lives, young American lives. My father said, I will support you in whatever you do. That was like throwing cold water on me. And I believe it. America's
you know,
respectable. The third tour, disappointed with that. We need to let our young children know from elementary school, let them be proud of America. What's wrong with standing up saying, God bless America? What's wrong with that? And yet we don't want to do that in big crowds anymore. That's absolutely wrong.
Absolutely.
And absolutely wrong with that. I'm sorry, I got a little carried away.
No.
Jesse.
That's okay. You know, Bill,
Jesse,
my 9-year-old daughter.
You're on the phone, and we got you live. And there's a friend of mine on the phone. His name is Paul. He's out of Chicago.
Uh-huh.
And then we have another guy. His name is Evil Lee. He's calling from
United Kingdom.
And then we have another friend of ours, Art, named Art. He's calling from Poway, California. Somebody needs to turn on the sound in the back.
We always got the system on. Turn the sound on, please. Jesse, we're going to have people from New York. When this show is over, a lot of people in different countries are going to be taping the show when they wake up. Be nervous at all, Jesse, but Screwdriver, tell me how many countries we're on.
Tell you right now, Bill.
Jesse, I don't want you to get nervous. I know you do fine. One sec, Jesse. Screwdriver's going to give you a little breakdown of how many people are listening in. Countries. We're almost there. He's moving the things around, guys.
Yeah, it's loading up.
Okay, well, while he looks that up, I just want to say...
Go.
My 9-year-old daughter...
You might have to hang up and call back, Jesse. Are you on a cell phone?
I am. I'll call you right back.
Okay.
So while we're waiting for her to call, what do you think of that, Paul?
Very cool program. Getting some of that little feedback, though, on this, you know, but I'll tell you what, listening to Charlie Austin, it's just, that's great to hear this guy again. And oh, so true. And, you know, and who teaches kids anymore to be respectful if it's not us teaching the kids or our kids to tell their kids, depending how old we are, that, you know, to have pride in your country, respect it, you know, and just, you know, be proud to be Americans. Simple
you know,
thing.
Evil Lee.
Whoa.
That's you, man. You're going to have to call, hang up and call back.
You're bouncing all over us, brother.
It's me.
Okay, Evil?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. You know, when I go to... Paul, you still with us?
Yes, still here.
And Jesse's back, so we'll
okay,
let Paul
I'll wrap
finish.
This up real quick here. You know, when I go to sports events and all that, people stand... because they're proud of our national anthem.
Sure.
You look around a little bit. People are scratching their nose. One person's talking to another one. I feel like being the classroom monitor or something like that. I feel like walking up and smacking them. Take the hat off your heads. Pay attention to what's going on. Be proud you're American. Stop trying to act like you're cool. This is our country. This is our national anthem. Give it respect.
Exactly.
All right.
Like right now, Jesse... You have one person listening to you or going to listen to you in Israel.
Oh,
you have
wow.
one person in Indonesia. You have
That's
seven
right.
people in Russia. In the United Arab Emirates, we have nine. China, hey Bill, we went up nine guys.
China's growing.
You got your China friends. There's 10 now.
I had one. Now we have 10, brother. We're on a roll.
New Zealand, we're at 11. Germany, we're at 20. The United Kingdom is 32. Australia, 40. United States, 590. Brazil, there's 89. And Canada, following up the back, has got 44.
Now, a lot of our people will be growing as the show goes on and on like that.
Right. And as this is just for the last week that people have listened, it's been 115,785 in the United
They're
States.
They're listening to your voice, Jesse.
In Canada, you're going to have,
10,000 people listening to you.
In Germany, you're going to have 7,300. Australia is going to be 5,126. Denmark, well, you know, and I just want everybody to know, all these numbers are from anywhere there's a favorite club that I partake. That's where we're at. So go ahead.
Wow.
I'll give you the chair. You can talk about whatever you want right now, Jesse.
Fourth thing, Jesse, is don't you give a thought to all those
people
listening to every word you... Jesse, here's a second. Let's tell all of our friends out there that Jesse is the vet coordinator and production manager. Is that a good definition for what you are, Jesse?
Yes. Events, promotions, productions, you name it.
Okay. Let's give yourself a good publicity here. You're at Biggs Harley-Davidson, the authorized dealership in San Marcos, which is located in Southern California in the San Diego area. And... we're going to talk just momently about this event coming up on the 12th. And tell us a little bit of what an event producer, whatever your semantic title was, what do you do at a dealership, please? Jesse,
honestly, Bill, what I do is try to impart to the community and to the biker community and the community at large that Biggs isn't just here as a dealership. We're not just here to sell bikes. We're here to follow suit of the fabulous Bill Kennedy and basically and serve our community, you know, reach out, partner people
together.
Hey, come
together. On. I got over an hour left with this guy. Don't blow his head up now.
You guys. But, yeah, I mean, that's that's the basics. That's the gist. You know, just try to get people out together, have some good food, have better conversation, you know, enjoy each other, think, ride together. That's my job. Hard job, huh?
Well, it is a wonderful job, but you and I both know it's got a lot of pitfalls. A lot of I's have to be dotted. A lot of T's have to be crossed. A lot of connections.
Yeah,
this is very difficult. So you're painting a wonderful
right,
picture, but I know
right
and you know
all
you
right
work
now
pretty hard. Tell us a little bit about the one event coming up this weekend, please, March the 12th.
March the 12th, or, you know, the 8th of March was Fat Tuesday Mardi Gras, so we're doing a Harley Gras celebration at the dealership. But, of course, again, kudos to Bill. We're launching a ride from Kennedy's and one from Del Mar. It's the only dual-star poker run I've ever...
Wait a minute. This is a team effort here.
I'm going. Let me finish.
Oh, okay. I just thought you didn't remember my name.
Before you end up, say just something. Good boy, Phil. Anything like that. Make some noise.
So,
tell us what you're doing at Biggs.
There you
What's
go.
Going on?
There you
now,
go.
Screwdriver's coming out with us on Saturday, by the way. He's going to be at our shop, and then we're all going to roll down. But I'm not going to deviate. You tell us what's going on this Saturday at your shop, or all of our shops.
Okay. So the rides start and are launched by Rock to Stop the Violence, a program with Michelle Renee that fights against bullying, rape, child abuse, domestic abuse, basically any violence under the sun. They're supporting causes that are out there to prevent it and to support the victims of it. And the food is being provided by Team Amber Rescue. Here in our local area, we had the tragedy of Amber Dubois.
Yeah, can you tell us a little bit about Amber Dubois, please? I'm sorry for interrupting you.
She's an amazing teenager who came up missing almost 2 years ago now. And at the time that it happened, I'm going to focus on the part that created Team Amber Rescue. At the time that it happened, North County San Diego did not have the proper resources or the volunteers trained to do a proper search for a missing person. We had tons of volunteers. The county people were coming out in force to help, but the techniques and the training weren't there. There weren't enough dog teams to do good research or do good search and rescue. And Team Amber Rescue is Carrie McConigal, and that is Amber's mom and their family. They started this foundation to train volunteers who would like to do rescue. In fact, they just returned from Texas looking for a missing girl. They'll be going back later in the week to look for a missing girl. Phenomenal, self-funded team. Amazing crew. So
Jesse,
yeah.
If back east or the Midwest, they want to hear more about this, Team Amber Rescue, do you have any information where they can be contacted? Or
yes,
if not,
team
we'll
Amber,
get that information back later. Do you have a website
Amber,
for them or anything?
I sure do. It's teamamberrescue.org. And all their information is out there as far as what specific training they're going through, the specific training that has to be done for the dogs that you use in search and rescue so you don't contaminate evidence or any leads that might lead you to actually find a missing child. Their entire mission is to train and support volunteers and public service staff to locate missing children more quickly, and they do amazing work. They have been all over the state of California in missing kids cases. They have helped to find a few. I don't specifically know their statistics, but go to teamamberrescue.org and check them out. This is a mom making a tragedy a triumph for all kids in the future that might encounter a bad scenario, or, you know, the worst case scenario is the wandered off. You know, if you don't have proper rescue, something as simple as a child getting curious and, you know, on a walk can turn tragic. And they help in those instances as well. So kudos to Carrie McConigal and the team, you know, Jeff Ralston, all those guys.
Screwdriver and I did several most like events to help them in the beginning when nobody knew what was going on. I met the mother, I met everybody, strong crowd. What I want to say to people, I guess, tonight is, your job really is to plan the event, get everything set up, have everybody have a good time, put out any little brush fires, act like you're smiling the whole time, and yet you really have so many jobs through that day. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's pretty true. I have a hat collection you wouldn't believe.
Oh.
I wear all sorts of hats that day. You know this, Bill. You've been doing this for years. I'm just a baby step.
So what you're saying is we can all come down because you're just going to wear a hat?
Nice try, screwdriver.
Let's get back to you. Let me know what's going on. Some of the music. Are you going to have some headbanging music?
Okay. So between
like rock and roll or some southern rock or what's going to be there that day?
Wait. I want to get back to. She's just going to wear a hat.
No, I was trying to get over that part there, but okay.
You know what, screwdriver? I will wear a hat anytime, but that doesn't mean I'm going to forgo the rest of the outfit. Any good biker chick knows she wears the proper leathers. Anyway.
Any lady.
So we got somebody calling in
right now. Let me just not to interrupt you, but this is someone you know. Hello, Michelle.
Oh, hey. Hey, it's Michelle and Chrissy from Rockville.
Okay, hang on. Let Jesse finish, and then we'll bring you in after that, okay?
Hey, guys.
Michelle, we're going to put you on hold for a second so we can finish Jesse's little segment up and get right back to Michelle because Michelle's got a different slant on what's happening. So if you get back to us, tell us what type of music you got going on. Jesse, we're live with you again.
Okay, so we have
Jesse.
We have Oversoul, who will be out playing. We have DJ Noel filling in that space when the bands are changing out their sets and doing the fashion show for us. And then we also have Lady Dottie and the Diamonds headlining. But, you know, and they're fabulous. All these guys are great. Good old southern rock and roll. You want to see a strong female front on a band. I mean, she's our local version of, like, Rolling Stones old school good, just deep southern rock and roll. I love Lady Dottie and the Diamonds. And then we have Christy Krause, who made it through, to the top 24 in American Idol. She's the sweetest little high school student you've ever seen. She's doing the mid-afternoon, and she's doing 5 songs, a couple originals. She's amazing and just great to support our local and our own. I think it's a hell of a lineup and great food, great music, great people, and great causes. You can't get much better.
Yes, you know, a lot of people are from different states, the Midwest, and they're going to be playing this here. Can you tell us how they can get and listen to your website, Biggs Harley Davidson, so people can check this out here that can't make it?
It's www.biggs, B-I-G-G-S, H as in Harley, hyphen, D as in Davidson.com.
Go ahead, Jesse.
Sorry. If they want to see how we do it in San Marcos, California, they are welcome to log onto the website this coming week and check out pictures. And you might even see your infamous radio stars, Bill and Screwdriver.
Infamous is definitely a good definition for us, perhaps.
Right. And don't worry about the cops. I'll bring them with me.
Everywhere Screwdriver goes, he brings them. Don't worry about that. Jesse, anything else you want to say before we bring
well,
the
you'll
show
have,
on?
You'll have the best secure spot in San Marcos on that day, trust me.
I just want to say thanks to both of you guys, and especially, you know, props to you, Bill, without blowing his head up, Screwdriver. I just want to say, you know, your mentorship and the work you both do in this community is immensely helpful, and you're teaching us a lot as you do it, just by doing it right. Thank you.
All you got to do to stroke this guy Saturday is hand him the mic and tell him where the stage is.
Please, I'm a little shy. You know, I want to tell everybody out here.
Which one of you?
Oh, him, not Bill Kennedy. Bill's the shy one.
Swampland in Florida.
Before you get off, I want to understand that we have an authorized dealership at Biggs Harley Davidson San Marcos working in a program with myself, my brother Mike, Kennedy's Custom Cycles. And when we bring Michelle in to talk about Rock to Stop the Violence, we're going to bring another authorized dealer 50, 60 miles away, Sweetwater Harley. Two authorized dealerships and one independent working together to get something accomplished. The rest of you authorized independent shops out there, pay attention. We're working together. You can work together if you try.
Absolutely. There's enough love for all of us, guys.
Jesse, we want to thank you. Stay on a bit.
We want to stay on.
Yeah. Please stay with us, and we're going to bring Michelle in. Anything you want to say, jump in and talk to Michelle.
So what I'm going to do right now is, Jesse, Michelle is unmuted with Chrissy.
Uh-huh.
Paul is, Michelle and Chrissy, Paul is on the phone from Chicago. Art is on the phone from Poway.
And Evil's trying to get his way back in.
And Evil's there.
Good.
He's calling from the United Kingdom right now. So what I'd like you guys to do is Michelle, I'm going to give you the chair. You and Chrissy can talk. And then whoever wants to chime in after that, please just introduce yourself. Give it a minute or give it a couple of seconds. Let them stop talking and then introduce yourself and you can go for it.
Ask any questions you want.
Any questions you
want. I don't know, please.
If Paul, if you have questions. Art, if you have questions. Evil, if you got any questions.
We know Evil's going to talk to the girls. We know that.
Exactly.
Station, mister.
Okay, Michelle, go for it.
You got the floor, dear.
You know what? I got chills when you just said we're all working together and there's enough love to go around. You know what? Chrissy and I are sitting here, we're like, wow, we got chills, because that's exactly right, and that's exactly what we want to get across to everyone, is that, you know, this is about our entire community. This isn't just about, you know, one particular location or another location. This is about what we can do to get a positive message out to an entire community and even an entire nation or world or however you want to say that. But for saying that, because really that's the goal. That's really the goal, especially for Rock to Stop Violence. I mean, our mission is to bring communities together to stand united against violence and abuse through our events, which are all focused on rock and roll music, art, and fashion. I mean, that's what we do. And it's just been an absolute awesome blessing to be able to partner up with Biggs Harley Davidson and continue to be a part of the Kennedy's Custom Cycle family, to keep bringing these awareness events out to the community that are fun, that are all about awareness and education and getting people to understand that they can make a difference. I mean, that's kind of what we're all about. So it's just such a fun team that we're working here. And I'm here. I'm the founder of Rock to Stop Violence. For any listeners who don't know about our organization, we started 3 years ago, and this is
your link's up in the chat room.
Yeah, this is our third ride, and I'm here with our VP and our director of events, Chrissy Mulder, and we're just excited to be a part of this team. I feel like Jesse and me and Chrissy are three women kicking some major ass. Can I say that on the radio?
Amen, sister.
So that means this is Philip. So that means all three of you are just gonna wear hats.
ladies, what a great
deal. I need leathers too. Leathers.
Yeah, screwdriver. I would say only if you do, but I'm afraid you'd follow through.
Oh, he would in a heartbeat. And don't ask Evil Lee; he'd show up in a hat only. I guarantee you that.
Yeah, I would. Yeah. I'll see you trying to get me in trouble again, Bill.
Flight right now from England, right now, coming down.
Paul, don't worry. Get your ticket. I'll buy the beer.
I'll buy you the hat, Paul. You can join us, too. I do want to say in a serious
note. Wait, don't forget about Art now.
Oh, Art. I'll show him the little beanie cap. I know Art. I want to say just briefly, I was lucky enough you invited me to speak down in OB or PB. I forgot. I spoke America's Dirty Secret. Five women came up to me afterwards and said, I listened to you. I want to tell you my story. Five women were sexually abused and raped, never told a soul. In most cases, it was a family member. 10 years later, 5 years later, they said, because of what you people are doing, the Rock to Stop, Michelle and her crew, and when I was talking about America's Dirty Secret, five women came up and said, I want to tell somebody. Michelle, I thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak. I speak all the time. I don't think I've ever spoken a more important speech in my life. I don't have prepared speeches, so I don't know what the hell I said, but I absolutely think that was the most productive thing I've done ever, just given that short presentation I gave.
You need a magazine or a newspaper, and you can give a speech.
Well, I can give a speech all day, but nothing has been more productive when these women come up to me, and I saw the pain. We're lucky to listen to them and get them to the right counselors and all that. If Michelle hadn't started that, initiated that, and this is just me talking. I don't know how many more people responded by going to see the right people.
Well, I responded. I responded. I was reached out to, and I went down for a video for this that's going to be played, Bill.
No, yes, right, too. You went down there and blah, blah, blah with the Rock to Stop. You gave your time with that, too, yes. You know, Michelle, let's get back to you again. I didn't mean to take the floor there. I just wanted to give some credibility to your organization, to yourself, and the small impact I made. I was very proud of what I did that day.
Thank you so much. Well, I wanted to say that what something Screwdriver was alluding to is, you know, since he spoke and since our last ride, a couple of the things that we have started, the one thing we were contacted by a rock band called Fall Into Morning, and they're doing an anti-violence and recovery music video for their single, and they're highlighting not just recovery from violence and abuse, but they're really highlighting post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, which is so many veterans and survivors of violence and abuse and human trafficking and bullying, they all sort of, you know, deal with this in painful silence. So we're bringing awareness to that through this music video, but also we started the campaign called Break the Silence About Shame and Violence. And Break the Silence about Shame and Violence. So what we're doing with this campaign, we started it on Facebook and Twitter and YouTube, and I was in a hotel room, and this has to do with your too, Bill. So we pulled up a sign, and we call it Breaking the Silence Place at a Time, and we're having people just get a plain white piece of paper and write on there Rock to Stop Violence and write, I have survived, and then they write what they have survived and write at the bottom, I'm a survivor. And we have people sending us these pictures, and we're printing them out, and we're going to have them at our booth out there this weekend at Biggs, and we're going to have white pieces of paper and a Sharpie for anybody else who wants to join our Break the Silence About Shame and Violence campaign. They can write it and get their picture taken, too, so that it can help us continue to break the silence about violence and the shame attached to that, our campaign, right out there this weekend. So, you know, just since that you spoke and those women coming up to you, we're continuing to come up with ways that we can change people's lives every single day who've been affected by violence and abuse, and including our military.
Exactly, and I pointed out that I was speaking, and I'm a man, and I think that I related with those women which had a story to tell. But I believe, and I challenge any woman out there that's got the patience and the time or has experienced a unique or similar situation, I believe sometimes women would rather talk to women. So I think I helped out a little bit, but if there's any women out there that are willing to... Whoa, did we crash? Please join us on that. Michelle, are you still with us? I heard a big crash.
Well, I'm here. We're here. That wasn't us.
Okay.
This is Chrissy. I want to say something real quick. You know, I've been a part of this organization for a much shorter time, not a long, long time, although I've been a huge supporter of it. But even in the short amount of time that I've been here, I am moved and just shocked at the type of communication, emails, and phone calls that Rock the Stop gets from individuals who have felt that they needed to be silent for so long. You know, Michelle will send me things, or she'll tell me, you know, this person sent this email, we'll get stuff on Facebook. I mean, just really, really touching, honest people that are expressing themselves and being kind of empowered and inspired through what we're doing. And that, to me, just, it makes me feel so blessed, and, you know, it just makes me want to continue, it makes everything worth it. And I think, you know, everybody that participates, everybody who's, you know, out there helping spread this message, it's just, it's a blessing, and we're mm-hmm. so grateful to everybody, and, you know, it's just going to continue to impact people, and in and of itself, the biggest blessing that Rock the Stop really has, you know.
Yeah, for us, it's about the people.
Hello? That was Chrissy speaking, right?
Yeah, that was
Chrissy. Chrissy, was that you speaking or was Michelle?
Yeah, that was me.
Which one? Please always identify. We've got two people. Identify who you are before you speak so our listeners can follow who's who.
It was Chrissy.
That was Chrissy.
Yeah, okay. I knew that. I knew your voice, but I wanted the other people hearing so they'll know who was talking. Because you and Michelle both have got a, you know, an important story But people listening, I want to know who's talking. So please, if you're going to talk, Chrissy, say, hi, this is Chrissy. I want to address that. Or, of course, you know, Michelle, I'm back. I want to address that. Just so our listeners can follow. Okay, guys?
Yeah.
Sounds good.
This is Jesse. Can I chime in?
Of course.
Go for it.
You know, Chrissy and Michelle, I want to say part of the reason that the partnership that we're all participating in here is just so phenomenal is just that. Bill said that he spoke at an event about America's Dirty Little Secret, and I commend beyond any words anybody who can take the dirty and the secret out of that. If somebody got hit by a car, they would just say, I got hit by a car. And victims of crimes like that should feel no shame and should never feel like it's a dirty little secret. And I commend you. I've seen your Facebook pictures. I've seen the people that send them in with their signs. And kudos, ladies.
Well, thanks for being our partner and spreading the word out to all of the people that you guys are connected with. It really, really, really does mean a lot from us, you know, for us and to us. And, you know, everything we do is from the heart. And, you know, we're out here making it happen. And, you know, that it takes people like, you know, Bill to come along and be our mentors. And people like you, Jesse, to come along and be our mentors. And people like Screwdriver to text me or call me and say, girl, get on the ball. Like, what are you doing? Communicate. Get better about this. So, you know, we're working as a team to make each other better, and I think that
you didn't tell them. You didn't tell them what I told you I was going to do if you didn't call.
I know you said you were going to call me, and I didn't call for a reason.
I didn't miss it. You know, I want to tell everybody that the Marine
Corps. Hold on. Hey, Paul. Paul. Okay, go ahead, Michelle.
I want to say quick before we start, the Marine Corps has a slogan, an anthem. It's called Gung Ho. It's a Chinese phrase. You're a former Marine, sir. Can you remember what that means?
Yeah. Gung Ho means it was instilled the first day of boot camp. It means work together.
Yes. Yeah, so you understand Gung Ho Marine. You think somebody running across being heroic. No, it means it's training the troops to say work together. Gung Ho. This is what this organization needs, to work together. And I suggested that even though as a man I spoke, and I encourage more women to come down, any man who wants to join us,
right? And we
I'm challenging to step forward.
And we have one of our very close friends on the phone describe a story that we both were shocked
heard. Yes. I forgot that, yeah.
And he might be available.
Yeah.
That was awesome. Well, you don't
have to go. You can stay on as long as you want.
Get your message out. Your message is important.
We'll touch back, because before you guys hang up, I want to play that song that we did the video for, and then we'll come back after that, and we'll join into this. Because
this event is the first of many stages coming up is this Saturday.
This is the first one.
At Jesse's place over
right
here.
This is the first one at Biggs Harley Davidson in San Marcos.
I think Jesse owns it. I'm not sure.
Yeah, and our next one will be out at Sweetwater, and we can talk a little bit about that, you know, towards the end of the call. And I just want to focus, you know, this on everything that we have going on at Biggs, and we've got some really wonderful sponsors that have really stepped up to the plate for us. And, you know,
Michelle, Bill Kennedy, I'm sorry. We mentioned that what's going to go on this weekend at Biggs, but you mentioned briefly about the big one coming up at Sweetwater.
We lost Jesse, so she'll probably call back.
Michelle, can you tell us the size, the grandeur? The first time we got together, it was small, and it was from the heart. But how big are we going to try to take this at Sweetwater Harley-Davidson?
Well, the phenomenal thing, and it's funny you were talking about, C-Rod a second ago in his story, and I'm still in touch with Rusty, and we have a Stevie Ray Vaughan band booked for the Sweetwater Harley-Davidson. But I'd like to get Attica 7 out there as well. So we're going to work on having those two bands out at Sweetwater. And that is going to be, especially after this event this Saturday, and promoting, you know, kind of save the date for October 29th. That event is October 29th. It's our third annual Ride to Stop Violence. It is, it's specifically our annual big ride that we do. And I think that it's going to grow exponentially before October. We're already promoting it this far out.
And we've got wonderful partners in the ladies down there at Sweetwater Harley-Davidson, and, of course, you, Bill, and our partners over at Froggies. So, I mean, I think it's going to quadruple, at the minimum, I think it's going to quadruple in size in terms of participants this year.
I had a question. This photo shoot or this video you did, it was Screwdriver was in there. Did you have his clothes on? Was he appropriate? Can you tell me a little bit about that? All that love.
He was totally appropriate. I was so disappointed.
In public, he's quite the gentleman, especially around the women. He's.
That was a fun video shoot. That was really fun.
Being respectful to women does not mean you're weak. It makes you strong. You want to be disrespectful to somebody, go find some guy. Be disrespectful to him. But Screwdriver's guy raised well. Jokes a lot on the radio, but he's very respectful to women. That's a good thing about life.
Well, he's been a huge supporter for Rock to Stop Violence and our events and our video. And, you know, that's going to be premiering in Las Vegas at the end of April at Dave Navarro's club out there in Las Vegas called The Black Door. So we're going to have a big video premiere party out there in Las Vegas, and so you'll hear more about that coming up closer to that time.
Well, just one suggestion, not to be the spoiler, but just one suggestion: get the flyers out early. As you asked me about yesterday about getting people to go to Vegas, you got to have something to draw on there.
Michelle, I got to say that Screwdriver told me about the video the day after the video. Apparently, he wanted to be the star of the video. Told me the day after. Wow.
He didn't want to share the spotlight. I see.
Maybe
how
I exaggerated that part.
Yeah, we we're excited. We have a lot going on, and it's nice to know that the community is getting behind us, and we're growing out of California and going into Las Vegas and going into Nashville. We're looking to have an event up in Paso Robles, and so we're definitely growing and becoming much more of an organizational that's national in scope, and hoping by the end of 2012 we'll at least be able to have one event outside of the country that could help to benefit benefit our soldiers. So we're really excited about what's going on and about all the people that are coming forward to support us. It's been phenomenal.
I'm hoping that the event, Sweetwater, I'm hoping we get that. That's going to be major, major press, radio, television, newspapers, magazines. I think that's going to assist right on.
Just to let you know what I did today, you know who Adrienne Moore is?
I do.
No.
I do.
She's from Channel 8 News.
Television, San Diego.
You're paying your price?
Excuse me?
From Channel 8?
Yep.
I don't know.
Well, she happens to be a friend of mine, and I talked to her today, and I sent her the information, and I asked her if she wanted to do a story on this.
Oh, wow.
So I caught her today. She was off, so probably tomorrow sometime she'll get a hold of me.
Oh, I'd love for her to come out and be able to do some post-press for sure. We're going to be on 91X in the morning. We're going to be on their blog in the morning. I know we're going to – looks like we're going to get a mention and a shout-out on the Mikey Show on 91X. So we definitely have some of the radio stations getting behind us, and I think you have somebody coming out to Kennedy's on Saturday morning, right?
Michelle, don't forget you have an interview with KCOAM 1000, Steve Becker, before we do the next event and all that. Steve's waiting for you. I can confirm that, definitely.
Okay, that sounds good.
Steve Becker, remember?
Yeah, I do.
He's at the event on Saturday right now with me. So touch base and all that, because I definitely want KCOA 1000 kicking it up, because they got a lot of other connections and all that. So they're all game for it. I don't know.
Okay.
So we're going to work some more stuff. That's a lock-in. You're already locked in for that show, so that's good to go, too.
So right now, I want you guys to hang on. I'm going to play that song, and then we'll go back to this after the song, okay?
That sounds good. Sounds good.
Okay.
Like, who is that? What song is that? What's the meaning behind that song?
So they put me in touch with the band and the lead singer, Steve Wilson, from Fall Into Morning, and he told me the message behind that song, and it was really about, you know, initially sort of recovering from, you know, addiction and trauma and things like that. And I told him, you know, what my story and my daughter's story, what our story is, and immediately we just formed this bond, and I love the message behind that, and it really is about, you know, follow me out, follow me, even if it's down this dusty road, just follow me into a better place. And the message in the video is allowing our friends and family to come in and help us and bring us through, you know, can you follow through, let me help you out of this situation and into a better place. And that's what it's about, you know, the people in our lives, the people around us, who do we reach out to that are going to help us, pull us out of, you know, these really dark places that we end up in after we survive certain situations, violence, abuse, natural disaster, whatever it might be. You know, we have to learn to, you know, trust the people in our lives that are wanting to do good for us and say no to medicating ourselves and say yes to healing in a really good, positive way. And so that's the message behind the video and the song.
That's interesting. That's a San Diego band or a California band?
They're a California band. They're out of Riverside. They're just a great band. They're going to be playing for us in Vegas at Dave Navarro's Club. They're one of our bands that are going to be playing out there in Las Vegas for us. So, you know, anybody who's listening can go to rocktostop.org and look on our events page and see what events we have coming up and look at our bands that we have involved or that want to be involved, that we're working with and definitely wanting to work with in the future, like Attica 7 and several other bands out there that we're looking to work with and excited to, you know, to continue to grow.
Just remember, communication is the key.
I had to ask that question. Phillip sings that song.
I love you, Screwdriver. I do.
Michelle, I had to ask you because Screwdriver sings that song over and over and over. Every time we're in a bar together, he's up there singing, "Come follow me," and I don't think the girls are leaving. But I didn't understand the song.
Oh,
I thought something he had made up. But he's quite spectacular when he's up on the stage or up on the bar singing, "Come follow me." Again, I don't see anybody leaving with him, but I'm glad I got to know the meaning of the song, Michelle.
Now you know the real meaning to the song.
Not his meaning.
What Screwdriver has turned it into, I have no idea, but...
That's Bill's story, and he's sticking to it.
It's a great song, and the message in the video really is about healing in the best way. And when people survive violence and abuse and trauma, there's hope and there's healing, and that really is the message, and it's not... You know, I don't think the answer is in numbing yourself with prescription drugs and you know, ignoring. I think healing is all about, you know, kind of really dealing with your emotions and your pain and your trauma and sorting all of that stuff out instead of shutting it off.
Michelle, can I get you hold for a second? Art out there, listen, you've been following what Michelle's doing and all that. Any comments you want to make to Michelle or Chrissy or I think Jesse's gone now? Yeah. Any comments you want to make? And will I see you at the event on Saturday?
You will see me at the event on Saturday. I will definitely be at this one.
Okay.
Yay, thank you. Thank you so much.
I think that's definitely a very worthy cause.
Just wear your clothes, Art, not just the hat, okay?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, we've talked to Bill, and... In this day and age, there's so many rides, and they do rides for just about anything. I mean, for the drop of a hat. So it's really nice to find one that actually is a good thing that you feel that you can support.
Yeah. That's very, very true, because, you know, I'm involved an awful lot, and Screwdriver and I are extremely mobile. But this is an event that, because the one time I spoke, I was so touched by the people that came up to me. I was just like absolutely, I knew it was a good event, but I just didn't realize the impact my small presentation would have made.
This is Chrissy. Can I say something real quick?
Yeah. Can I ever make you happy?
Please. I just want to say I don't come from a biker background and hope that doesn't offend anybody, but
I got involved in this, and I have the biggest respect and just appreciation for our community and the community, you know, in general. I had no idea what kind of amazing people this community had. It's amazing to me.
On two wheels.
Yeah, and I honestly went from really not knowing anything about it and you know, just kind of...
Let me ask you this.
Uh-huh.
You're watching the news. They're going to tell you about six Marines that got killed in Afghanistan today, or they're going to tell you about two bikers in a bar fight. Which story are you going to watch?
The two bar fight bikers. That's yellow journalism.
Absolutely.
I want to remember everybody that whether the Marines or the bikers, it doesn't matter, because we are American citizens. This is our country. We have to take care of Americans. And the fact that we're using this vehicle right now, motorcycles, to get the message out, the message is not about a motorcycle message. It's a people message. So when I ask people to join us, I don't care if you come in a car, a truck, a boat, a bicycle, come down on a skateboard. This is about people help people.
It's so true.
Very well said,
and we need to take care of each other, not hurt each other. And that's a huge message in and of itself. There are so many people in the United States, in California, in San Diego alone, that need help, that need someone to reach out to them, that could use a little bit of support to be able to feel like they can have the courage to speak out, to get the help they need.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Anybody have any questions? Anybody have any questions for the ladies?
Evelyn, Paul, anybody want to say anything?
Hi.
Hi.
Hello? You hear me?
Evelyn.
This is Evelyn calling from the United Kingdom. You have Michelle and Chrissy on the
phone.
Ladies, don't give them out your personal cell phone number.
hey, this is our kind. I'm speaking.
It would really be bad.
Go ahead, Evelyn. You got the floor.
Yeah, well, I'm... how big is your movement getting right about now?
Well, we're so far, we're getting ready to go to another state. We're getting ready to go into Las Vegas. We're getting ready to have a show on E! Entertainment Television. Is actually premiering my story. I'm the founder, and it was kind of my story of survival that launched Rock to Stop Violence and why I started Rock to Stop Violence, and it got the attention of E! Entertainment Television, and they're going to be doing a program next month on April the 13th that's going to be featuring my story and actually talking about Rock to Stop Violence as well. So I have a feeling we're getting ready to blow up. You know, this is Chrissy. There's a lot of things, you know, that are in the works. We can't really name names and stuff just for, you know, legal purposes and all that kind of stuff. But
so you mean your communication hasn't changed?
It's about to. This year.
You know, that was just a little dig.
Michelle, I got to tell you quickly. I think Evil Lee is calling me because he, too, has been a victim of spousal abuse. And he's feeling insecure and hurt. And that's why he wants to talk to you ladies. Is that true, Evil Lee?
Nope.
Nope.
He baited the hook and he didn't bite.
Give him a chance to calm me a little bit. Help me out of you.
We can't be like
this. A bit too much smaller than mine. My girlfriend's a hell of a lot smaller than me. Last time she played with me, I chokeslammed her for a table when we was playing American wrestling, so...
So I hope I answered your question, though. With that, I hope that covered it.
Yes.
Big things are happening this year. We really are going to the next level this year. Learning curves and all. We've got some amazing people behind us to help us get through some of those curves, and it's
okay.
Just next year, 2012, will be an amazing year.
Michelle, as you go across this country, state by state, and when you finally get to New York, the next jump will be Evil Lee waiting for you in the United Kingdom to help you out, I think, buddy.
No, he'll be in Jamaica by then.
Jamaica,
he'll be in Jamaica by then. But,
yeah,
we'll come to Jamaica. We have no problem with that. And Bill, you're
yeah, that's exactly where I'm going to be in the next couple of weeks, I tell you.
Are you really in Jamaica? No, I'm jealous. We'll come to the UK. We'll come to Jamaica.
Very key UK right about here now, come, you know, I mean, it's all right. It ain't that bad, but, you know, ain't really doing too much.
In all honesty and all seriousness to you, Evil Lee, it's Evil Lee, right? I don't know why they call you that. You know,
we don't
want to
know why they call them that.
No, in all seriousness, we do want to. You know, one of the last question that they asked me in my interview for E! Entertainment was, what's your ultimate goal? And I said that I want our events and our message to reach a global audience. And I mean that. I really have a vision, and our team at Rock to Stop Violence, our entire team, has a vision to, you know, take our events to a global scale. And we believe that we can do it because, you know, this is something that's coming from a really pure place, a place from the heart. We are growing all the time. We're learning all the time. And I think to bring a music, art, and rock and roll fashion event to other places around the world, to impact these other places around the world, is totally possible.
Well, if you think America's real bad for domestic violence, you want to go to some of the countries I've been, i.e. Jamaica, Brazil, over there. It's like, you have a problem with your woman, the first thing any guy say, give her a good ass whip, and she'll respect you a whole lot more.
The good old days.
Oh no, I didn't say that.
Well, just to let you know, you got one guy listening in Ireland right now.
The Irish finally come through.
But I want you guys, Michelle and Chrissy, I want you to stay on the phone. We're gonna bring in a friend of ours.
We're gonna bring a rat in.
We're gonna bring his name
bring
is
some rat in.
Actually his nickname is Rat. But what we're going to do is he's got an event going on in Fallbrook, and you might want to listen to this and get in contact with him. But I'm going to bring him on right now.
Okay.
Brother Frank Romero, you're alive and well. Brother, speak to us.
Hello, Frank. Are you there?
What's going on, guys?
Hey. You know what? You're doing a big event. You're doing an event for 7 days. Can you tell us a little bit about tell us about yourself. Tell us about the event, brother. You're live and well. You got the mic.
And before you start, let me just you sent me an email, Frank, asking me about how many hits a day. And as of last week, we had 167,000
for the week. 167,000
for the week?
Oh, cool. Sounds fantastic, guys.
People like Evil Lee, like they're in the United Kingdom. We got people in Europe, so sometimes they're not online now. But when they wake up tomorrow morning, which is, you know, 6-7 hours, whatever.
What happens is the show is archived, so you can download it to an MP3 to your phone or wherever you're at, and you can download it and listen to it.
And then a lot of people just do not want to speak like we are. They just listen.
I'm basically trying to set me up with women. So if my girlfriend doesn't investigate, you know, I'm in a lot of trouble.
That's Evil Lee from United Kingdom talking right now.
And then we have Michelle and Chrissy on from San Diego, and then we have a friend of mine from Chicago, and Art's listening in Poway.
No, Boston. No New York tonight either.
Not yet. Okay. No, they're in the chat room, Bill.
Okay, good. Well, Frank, let's get back to you, brother. I'm sorry. Tell us again what's going on and how. Tell us what's going on, brother. You got the floor.
Well, for the last few years, the Fallbrook Art Center has been having a motorcycle exhibition called Wheels of Desire. And the past years, we've had all makes and models of motorcycles. But this year, the director wants all Harleys. And what we're going to be planning on doing is we're going to have motorcycles for the exhibition, but we're also going to be putting in like maybe between 7 and 10 bikes for a bike show, which will be judged and awards will be handed out. But the event is actually going to be running for 4 weeks, not 7 days.
4 weeks?
It's, the dates are from July 2nd to July 31st.
you have to have the longest event I've ever heard in my life. Tell me, how are you going to get interest going? What events are going to be going off these 4 weeks?
Well, it's going to be in, coinciding with an opening of a new museum that's in Fallbrook, which is actually right next door to the Art Center, and it's the Path of the Warrior Museum. And they deal with soldiers, Marines, sailors that come back with PTSDs, post-traumatic stress disorder. And what they do is they actually help them get through that that phase of their life, and they do carvings, you know, art projects and stuff like that. And the museum is going to be featuring their work. And what this is going to be this year, what they will like to do is have the soldiers make the trophies for the bike show.
Frank, let me ask you a question there. If another nonprofit organization would like to put a booth up, is that possible, or is this something to do with the city? They can't come out there. And a company, say, like Rock to Stop the Violence, do they come out during that weekend and maybe put a little card table up or something? What are the restrictions,
yeah,
if any, on that? Well, this is a city thing.
We're planning as of right now for the 16th. We would like to have a poker run / bike rally that Saturday, which would be May 16th. And sure, that would be great. I got some emails and phone numbers for people who are interested in putting their bikes in their bike shows, because it's going to be like everybody's going to have to send pictures, whoever's interested in putting their bikes in. And the cutoff date on that would be May 13th. So
Frank, let me make a rat. Tell me about the museum. Yeah. Is this like antique motorcycles, or I didn't understand. What's going to be in the museum?
It's going to be all Harleys, all years makes, I mean, all models.
Right.
Just
yeah.
All Harleys.
You know, there was a time, I'm going to tell you right now, when my first new rat, he had everything he had wrapped up in a bedroll on his shovel head. And he's ready to leave on a run in 5 minutes. For me to find out that my friend has gotten to the point that he's helping the city of Fallbrook, which is in San Diego, putting a run on for a month.
Actually, it's not a city, Bill. It's a town.
It's a village, right? Is it a village, sir?
Well, I still have the shovel. Well, yeah, at first it was my Sportster.
No, is Fallbrook is it a city or is it a village? What's it called officially?
It's a village. It's unincorporated.
Yeah, well, I'll get back to your bike and all that. And you're right, and I forgot that I have not forgotten the fact that you and I ran out of gas in the middle of the damn desert because you had all gas on. We had to pull outside the road, get some bottles, drain something out of mine.
That's when we did the 3 states in 3 days weekend.
Yeah. Can you...
That was back in the 80s, Bill.
80s? Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah. 80s. That was a lot of fun. But, hey, for your listeners, I got some email address and a phone number, whoever's interested in putting
Frank,
their bikes in the show.
And, Frank, if you send that to me, I'll put it on the blog.
Oh, I'll do that. That would be great. I'll send you the website for the Fallbrook Art Center, because there's some information on there, plus the website for the Path of the Warrior organization that we're working with right now.
Good. You know, I don't always have my schedule. Am I involved in this somehow, brother? Another rat man, am I involved in this event somehow?
We would love for you to do some of the judging.
Okay, I didn't have anything in front of me. I knew somewhere I was somewhere with that. You know, Chrissy, you're saying about not the motorcycle community. This guy, Rat, he's got long hair down past his ass. And here he is up there working with the City of Fathers and all that, putting an event on for a month. That's simply amazing. This is what he wants to give back to the city. I don't know what sales pitch you gave those people to put an event on for a month. I would have loved to have been in that room, though, Rat.
And, not to interrupt you real quick, Brad, I just want to bring in this caller real quick from Boston. Hello, Betsy.
Okay. Hey, Phil, how are you?
I'm doing good. Let Brad finish up, and then we'll bring you right on. But I'm going to leave you unmuted, okay, in case you have any questions.
Hi.
Anybody that has any questions, let Brad speak, and then just say who you are and ask your questions.
Ask him any questions. Hey, Betsy.
Hey, Bill.
Go ahead, Brad.
All right. I'll just send you that information for you. Can put it up on your website, and hope everybody gets to look at it. And then anybody that's in San Diego County or Riverside or Orange County or anywhere in Southern California, if they're interested, just send your info to the Fallbrook Arts
Center. Hey, Brother Rat, in the past couple of years,
before the show's on for a little bit longer, Frank, so if you send it to me before when you hang up the phone or whatever, you're welcome to stay, but if you hang up the phone, you can send it to me, and I'll put it in the chat before we go off the air.
And then get it to me, too, please.
Hey, this is Michelle from Rock to Stop Violence. Hey, it would be great if you wanted to come out and bring out some flyers or anything you have on your event to our event this Saturday out at Charlie Davidson. We'd love to help support that and help to promote that in any way that we can for you.
Brother Rad, you can stop by my shop and drop that off. We're real close by. Listen, I got a question. This is kind of important to me. The past couple of years, have you have any women custom bike builders on anything on display out there?
No, not that I know of. No.
Maybe we need to challenge the women out there because I know personally there are some good bike mechanics out there. I have girls come in my shop which are especially talented. They've gotten my respect. I'm hoping we can challenge some of the women in San Diego County to appear in this event here and bring your own motorcycle, whether you built it by your own self or you just ride it. Either way, I'd like to see more women input.
That sounds like a hell of a plan there, Bill.
I'll put that challenge on the blog.
Yeah, we'll do that. I'll really appreciate it. I'm going to have to let you go, guys. I got an early day tomorrow.
All right, Frank, you take care.
Rat man, keep your health,
okay.
All right? Oh, any questions for Rat before he goes? Anybody?
No,
anybody
I want to
ask him a question?
For the info.
Well,
okay, I'll get it to you, Betsy.
On your blog. All right, guys. Later.
Bye.
All right, buddy, take care.
Bye.
Interesting fellow. He's marches to the beat of his own drum. Never joined a motorcycle club. Always decided to remain independent. Convinced this whole city council to put this event on for a month.
Wow.
This is crazy. Beyond bizarre.
And Betsy, just so you know, we have Art's on from Poway.
Hi,
Paul's
Art.
Paul's on from Chicago.
Hey.
Rat's still listening, but then they have Michelle and Chrissy from San Diego, and Evil E's bringing up the rear from the UK.
Hey.
Nobody's saying that about
good.
Evil E.
Well, I got to say something. If I kind of remember that somewhere around this time of year, there was a very special event happening for Bill, I believe.
No. Last weekend was the event going down to Ensenada, Mardi Gras.
No, I don't think it was that.
Yeah, no.
No.
Oh, St. Patty's Day, of course. Oh, yeah, St. Patty's Day. Happy St.
No.
Patty's Day to everybody.
No.
Erin Gilbert, Ireland Forever.
No, we're
I think if I start singing a song, you'll remember.
Well, he's going to be another year older now, so.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Bill. Happy birthday to you.
Woo!
To all my friends that took the time to do that, thank you very much. That was
now we're even.
Yeah, well, you and I have an ongoing battle of who does what to whom. But again, to all my friends, thank you very much.
I actually have something that I'm now involved in. Phil knows a little bit about it, and I would like the opportunity to talk a little bit about it. I don't have all the particulars, but I have a considerable amount. I've been invited by the Diamond Posse. Does everybody know who they are?
No, I don't know.
Okay. The Diamond Posse is a group of gals, Amy Scaling, Kat Hams, Vicky Sanfilippo, and there's a few others whose names evade me at the moment. Last year they did a ride from, I believe it was Wisconsin, down to Texas. They stopped at veteran centers and facilities along the way and thanked the veterans for their service to raise money. This year they've invited me to be the East Coast contingency, and I'm going to meet them out in Arizona at Arizona Bike Week, and we're going to be raising funds. This year, the goal is to raise $20,000 to get a guide dog for a disabled veteran. So I'd like to put it out there to anybody who could find it in their hearts and in their wallets to donate to this worthy cause. There will be a link on the website coming soon where you can donate directly or you can contact me or whatever. But we're all going to meet up in St. Louis, Missouri on 9/11, and there's going to be a big bike ride that day. The day before, there's going to be a tribute rally. And when I leave Boston, I'm going to be making strategic stops along the way to veteran centers and hospitals and going in and thanking the veterans. And I'm hoping riders will hook up with me along the way and finish the trek on to St. Louis. So I'm putting out the invite to all who would like to join me on the road and become a part of this. It's going to be life-changing, and that's basically it right now.
See, if you come to Arizona, that'll be closest you and I have ever been.
I
so
know.
Perhaps we...
Except for by birthright.
No, well, that's true there. But if you can't come to California on that little jaunt that you get as far as Vegas, maybe Screwdriver and I can look at our schedules or something. We'd like to support you any endeavor we can, schedule permitting.
Oh, that would be so awesome. Well, I do know we're going to be at a, we've got a booth at Arizona Bike Week. Where it is right now, I don't have all the details. As I said, you know, it's all coming together so fast, my head's spinning. But we will be out there. We will have a booth. As soon as I know where, I'll let everybody know and stop by and see us. And if there's any way we could hook up and if it's within my power, it will happen.
Michelle, how close are you to your event in Vegas to Betsy's event, time-wise?
When's your event in Arizona, Betsy?
It's Arizona Bike Week, I believe, starts March 31st and runs through April 3rd.
Betsy, when are you going to be there?
We're in Vegas.
Pardon, honey, I'm sorry.
Our Vegas
Betsy,
event is not until April the 30th.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
so
Michelle's
going to
be April
month.
30th. Betsy, when will you be there?
I'll be there March 31st through April 3rd.
Close, but no cigar.
Close, no cigar.
I'll be a lot closer than you, Bill,
yeah.
Because I'll be in Cave Creek, Arizona.
See.
Well,
no,
if
I do
you could make
back.
It over there, it'd be awesome.
Good birthday, and I thank you very much for that. I do want to share this with somebody. A while back, I had a significant birthday, and every single motorcycle organization sent representatives to my birthday. A friend of mine came by in a limo. Then he found this great Irish pub. You want to take me out for dinner? I don't like a lot of... I want to be on stage giving presentations. I don't like receiving awards at all. So I went down in the limo to get this Irish dinner. And I'm looking around. I'm in the barrio at Logan Heights. I'm thinking, this ain't no Irish pub down here. My friend said to me, look over there. And I said, what? That guy that owns that motorcycle, he owes me some money. And I said, this is my birthday. Let's go in and get your money. He let me in first, and I burst the doors. I smashed the doors with my shoulder coming in, and everybody starts singing happy birthday. Every motorcycle club.
Surprise birthday party.
Everybody came from Europe. They came all over. The magazines had wrote that up. From 6 o'clock when I got there until midnight, everybody had their arms around each other, everybody shaking. The magazine wrote up. Then at midnight, all these motorcycle organizations, they all got in the bike. They all went directions, but for 6 hours, it was one of the best birthdays I ever had.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, incidentally, while I'm out in Arizona,
hello?
My birthday is going to pass, so I don't know. Maybe I'll have a situation like that. That would be awesome.
Hello?
Very, very touching. Hello, who's talking, please?
It's me, Eva Lee.
Eva Lee, jump in, brother. Got a question or comment?
Yeah, did you say you was at Logan Heights?
Yes.
Yeah,
that's where we had his birthday party.
That's one of the most dangerous places in California, I've heard.
Hey, we're all bikers. It's okay.
Trust me, that was the safest.
No.
For that day, that was the safest neighborhood around.
Even Lee, I want to tell you, we had no problem with crime or anything. The amount of the bikers that were there, these were death enemies. And for 6 hours, they all pledged to show respect, and that was very much for me. But there was no crime, no nothing anywhere near this bar.
Yeah, well, there you go. For you guys, but about anyone else who...
Oh, that wrong place to be,
know
white boy.
How it is, put it. It ain't too safe, especially around
no.
the park.
Hey, Bill, it's Michelle with Rock to Stop. I just wanted to say happy birthday to you from everybody at Rock to Stop Violence. I know Chrissy and I, we have to jump off the call. We've got a lot to do before the event this Saturday. We've got to get back to work, but I just wanted to say thanks for having us on tonight, and happy birthday, and I'll be talking to you. I will see you on Saturday, and I might be talking to you guys tomorrow, but if
is
not,
it your birthday,
I'll see you.
Is it your birthday today, is it?
No, it's March 13th.
Oh, well, happy
and in case you
want
to know, yes, I was born on Friday the 13th.
All right, I'll see you Saturday, Bill. Thank you for having us on tonight. Bye, Screwdriver.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, we've got lots of work on Saturday.
Bye. It's Chrissy. Bye, you guys.
Bye, Chrissy.
Bye.
Get
good
lots
night.
Of rest. Lots of work on Saturday.
Paul, are you there? Okay, he's probably just listening.
Yeah.
So, Betsy.
Yes.
You're going to be that close.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what the itinerary is going to be yet, though. I mean, I don't know if I'm going to have any free time. But,
you'll know a couple of days before, so let us know.
Right. Yeah, that'd be cool.
Mm-hmm.
And
you don't have to worry about
it. If you find it in your hearts to support this worthy cause as well, I would be so honored.
If Screwdriver and I can show up, don't worry about free time. We'll just throw you over our shoulder. We'll find time. Don't worry about that.
And I told Betsy about something today. You know Bob Barker from The Price is Right?
Yeah, of course.
He donated,
well, not personally, but yeah.
No,
yeah
he
yeah.
donated $2 million of his own money
yeah.
to the Semper Fi Fund today.
I
just think that's so awesome.
No, he don't have to do that. He don't need the publicity. He don't need nothing. You know what? His life is comfortable, and he's realizing how much money does one man have to have, and that's a class act to step up to the plate.
Are you there?
I'm here.
What are you been listening?
Yeah, I've been hearing in and out. I had a slight altercation between a female and a male in the back here. the evening children.
Hey, Betsy.
Yeah.
The female one.
Today, and I told him I'd let him vent. Tell us what happened today, Paul.
Well, you know, it was one of those normal days where a city person walked in and said, geez, what do you do with your used tires? And I said, well, we don't have any used tires because we don't sell any. He said, well, what do you do when you get them? And I said, well, the tire store charges a fee and they dispose of them. Or the wheel companies that reman the wheels for the insurance companies, they take them and, you know, they charge a fee. He goes, well, let me see your license per se, your contract to dispose of them. And I just said, you know, we don't have one because we don't dispose of any. So that'll cost me. That's a new ordinance without notification.
Oh, wow.
Now, not quite as bad as the mechanic down the street who a few weeks ago had someone offer or just request, can I buy a gallon of windshield washer, antifreeze, the blue gook you use back here in Midwest North, you know, keep your windows from freezing. And he said, sure, we can sell you that. And she pulled out a badge and said, where's your license to sell your windshield washer fluid?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, now, wait, it's a 10-bay Napa center. You know, it isn't a little corner thing. It's a large, you know, going affair. And he goes, no, I said, you know, I'm 25, 30 years. I've never. Well, you need one now. And he was like, well, where can I get it? Well, after you pay your fine, you know, they'll tell you how to get it. And
oh, wow.
There is no arguing. That's just, that's the way it works. And
so you've got to pay a fine, have you?
Yeah, it's pretty much the way things go in the city.
Well, I'd like to tell you, out here in California, I'm required to take account for all of my used tires. I cannot dispose of them. I have to hire a company that'll come in. Well, they're going to count the tires. Then they're going to charge me money to take them out. The same thing goes for my batteries.
Sure.
And that's more money out of my pocket.
Well, they started this years ago. The last we heard, which was a printed ordinance, you could keep 125 up to, if you weren't a dealership selling, in-house, but they never had the question of disposal. You know, that wasn't an issue as long as you didn't exceed 125 and you kept them, whether you sold them or used them or gave them to your customers, it was all right. And now it isn't all of a sudden. And then they have a thing, your licenses here in the city that you post on the wall. And I'm only laughing because I received a pass on this one. He just said, you know, these have to be a certain size, and yours are about 2.5, 3, 3.5 inches too short. They're not long enough. And I just said, yeah, well, no one's ever said that, you know. Of course, he wasn't taking any, you know, joke. He just said, you know, here's, you got to do a legal size, 14.5 by something or other. And my secretary went and drew one up, and he said, that's fine. I said, why don't I get a contract for the tires? He goes, oh, no, they could even fax one over now. It's too late. It's not here when I request it. That's, you know, that'll be a court cost. That's a trip to court, not just an automatic pay the fine. And then you pay the fine, and then you pay the court cost, and it's pretty much like a kangaroo setup. You know, you're not going to argue with them because city council's there, and city council is the judge, and city council is the prosecuting attorney, and it's just done. You know.
So at the end of that conversation, did you ask him for a little lube?
Yeah, right. Well, I'm sure they're going to mail that to me or give it at court, right? When they say, well, sir, could you please, it's on the table, you're going to have to, whatever, you know, you have to reach over to pick that one up. But that's it. It's just, it's the way it goes. Now, the fellow with the windshield washer fluid, he got so crazed, he went down with attorneys, like, time after time, arguing hearings and that. And then they said, you've been there how many years? And he told them. And then they said, how come you haven't been paying your driveway tax? And he goes, why do? He goes, I've got two driveways, one in, one out. He goes, yeah, but when you took over your property and merged it with the property you bought, there was a third driveway, and you didn't notify us that you weren't going to use it, so you owe 5 or 6 years of taxes and penalties.
Oh, geez. Oh,
yeah.
Man.
And that was pretty much, have a nice day. Thank you for arguing.
So they gave him some lube.
Oh, yes, they did, too. Phil, you know how that all works in the city here.
Yeah.
You're familiar with it, and you know, it's pretty much if other folks are doing it, it's okay. But if you're here,
I remember correctly, you came in the front door, made it right, went into the office, and then you came out the office door, and you went through the other door to the left, and then you stood in the vestibule there. Money exchanged hands, and everybody had a nice smile on their face when they left.
Oh, not even. I won't even say the name. No, this was just a thing of you got to do it, and, you know, and they could go on if they wanted to. But I'm pretty much thinking that once they sold the parking meters for the entire city for a 75-year period, all of a sudden that they're coming short with money. They've never done what they've been doing lately. They have no parking meter revenues anymore for the entire city. So, you know, I won't push that one any further.
Because if I remember correctly, we used to park all over the place.
Not anymore. You can't park by Lake Michigan anymore. There's pay meters down there. And I'm serious. They're everywhere, Phil. They're everywhere. And you know, and
even your own
cars,
doing asset, Evil?
I'm sorry, what?
This reminds me of one of Hermes' show about the Worcester edition when we were talking about city councils trying to take the piss and make money off the ordinary citizens anyway.
Well, of course.
In the past.
Sure. Yeah. They do. They do. We can't quite turn sideways here without getting taxed for something. So I better be quiet, you know, lest one of them realize, you know, it's
isn't
a city taxpayer.
Isn't that what I used to call when I was a kid, a reach around?
Amen to that. Yeah, it's just getting tighter and tighter. And I don't know, if you and I do something, you know, and it's not in the light of day, it's a bad move. The folks that okayed the sale of the parking meters without any discussion moonlighted for a company. Now, are you sitting down for this one? They moonlighted for a company. They had side jobs that was owned by the company that bought the parking meters from the city. And they put that on the radio, and it's like, that's okay. It didn't go any farther. That was, you know, game over. You know, must be nothing wrong with that.
No, there's guys on our city council. There's three. There's five total, but the mayor and four.
Don't pick on the mayor. He's my buddy.
No, I'm not picking on the mayor. All right. He's doing pretty good since he had that stroke after he met me.
Oh, my.
Driver with our chief of police, the mayor, and the fire captain, all buddies hanging out together. He asked me to join the picture, and I said, no.
Oh, Lord. Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's and Bill had the tenacity to tell them who I was after I left because they didn't recognize me.
He had his hair tied back, his mouth dropped. We're okay with the chief of police.
Right.
No, excuse me. We're okay with the mayor. I apologize. The mayor, we've got along just fine. Chief of police is never, he's like a little stone in our shoe. It just keeps getting a little bit worse. But he, big event, he spoke very nicely of the biker input to the community, which is the only time in 35 years I've had chief of police show up. Our department shows up, everybody shows up, mayor shows up to say good things. No luck with the police. What are you looking at, brother?
Pete just joined us from Boston.
Pete from Boston, how you doing?
Hey, what's up, brothers?
Not much.
Sorry, calling late. I had a...
Hey, Boston.
Hey, what's happening?
Just to let you guys know, we got Evely from London, United Kingdom. We got a friend of mine, Paul, out of Chicago. Betsy's out of Boston. And Pete, you're out of Boston, so...
I'm sorry that they called in late. My brother's going to be in the hospital. My brother Paul was going to come on the show tonight, but he's in the hospital till at least Monday afternoon. They think that he was acting strange, and he's very depressed and headaches and pain and just not normal behavior. So they put him in the hospital, and they think that he has some type of I don't know, what is it, meningitis or not meningitis?
Oh, wow.
Not meningitis. What's the other one?
Wow.
Whatever the hell it's called. It's a neurological disorder they think he has, but they're running. I went to visit him earlier at the hospital with my mom. So he's not doing good. He's not doing good. He's in Leominster, a few towns over from me, a town called Leominster, and he's going to at least be there until Monday. So they're trying to figure out what the hell's wrong with him because
wow,
he crashed and burned. He was doing fine, and he just flipped out, and the cops came. They took him out in handcuffs, and brought him to the hospital, and he just couldn't explain what the hell was going on in his brain.
Wow.
What am I thinking of?
Epilepsy. Maybe an epileptic fit, a seizure?
It could be epilepsy, but what's the other one I'm thinking of that has to do with, like, you have a lot of back pain? What the hell is it called?
Meningitis.
Meningitis?
Is it meningitis? So they don't know what it is. That's the thing. They're running all these tests on him. So the poor guy, he can't win, you know?
Mm.
But he was just flipping out, and he started out with a cold and a flu, and then he went into the hospital for that, and then... His mood didn't change. He just got worse. And then He came home and he told me that he wanted to do certain things, which I won't repeat.
Yeah.
And he said he didn't feel safe, so the police came and they frisked him, and he didn't have any weapons on him, thank God, because he's a fighter. He's a big guy. And the cops put him in an ambulance and brought him to the hospital, and then they have him in a special facility a few towns over. He's going to be there. They actually don't even know when he's getting out. They're saying Monday they'll have some results to tell me what the hell's going on, but I don't know. If I don't have enough to deal with. But anyway, so what's happening? Who we got?
Well, first and foremost, he's your brother, right? It's your family, so we need to take care of him.
I'm going to tell Paul, I'm going to go see him again tomorrow, and I'm going to tell him you guys were asking for him. He wants to get his story out there so bad about his wrongful arrest and wrongful imprisonment, and he was really working up to it, and then he got sick, and then he got even sicker. We'll eventually get him on the show. He just needs to get well right now. He's on the good
care.
There's
a small announcement he wants to make. If you can't make it on Thursday, how else can you reach us, Screwdriver?
On Tuesday.
Tell us how and why.
On Tuesdays, same way you reach us tonight.
We're expanding the show to Tuesdays and Thursdays from 6 to 8 o'clock. So
yeah, I read that on the
anybody
helmet.
That... 6 to 8 o'clock, too.
Yeah, so it'd be 9 o'clock my time. I'm on the East
right.
Coast. Tuesdays and Thursdays now. That's great, man. That's great.
Yeah. And just so everybody knows, we're going to... What happened is Hermes is... he's got other commitments, and we're not going to let the show just die, so we're gonna slide in that slot.
That's good of you guys. I like your style. I enjoy coming on the show. Here's the other thing. I have a guy that wants to come on the show. He was going to come on tonight, but with everything going on, I couldn't get on early enough to get him on and everything, and I'll have him come on Tuesday. He's a biker, hardcore, one percenter. He's been through it all. He's been violated a million times. I was talking to him. I met him on Facebook, and he said, you go on radio shows and talk about how the cops did this and that to you and how this isn't right and the harassment and the discrimination. I said, yeah, I go on all the time. I go on a couple different shows. So he'd like to come on, like, next Tuesday or Thursday, whatever day, you know, he can come on. His name is Jamie. But, you know, this guy's, you know.
Hey, send me an email with all the info.
This is a very interesting person. He told me a little bit about what he's been through and how the cops set him up so many times because he is a one percenter. I'll have him call in, you know. I'll send you the info, and I'll talk to him before next week, so. That's about it. I'm just trying to survive, you know, otherwise.
Remember, he's your family.
Hi, guys.
Your family,
listen.
Right, brother?
That's right. Right on.
I hate to interrupt, but I've got to jump off myself right now because I got to be up at 4 a.m.
Oh, my God, 4 a.m. I'm going to sleep at 4 a.m.
Yeah, well.
Don't go to bed till 4 a.m.
I got to get my newsletter out. So,
it's 4 a.m. Here over here now.
Huh?
It's 4 o'clock over here now in the morning.
Oh, in the morning. Well,
hey.
Maybe I should just be up already. Who knows?
Hey, Evil.
Yo.
Wait. Let Betsy say what she's got to say.
Right. So I just want to wish everybody well. Again, Bill, happy, healthy birthday. Phil, this weekend I'm working the bike show, and Paul's going to grab your sweatshirts. And we'll get them off to you. So when you think of it, you know, drop the check in the mail. And that's it. You're all set. And I'm out of here right now because I got to go to bed.
All right. Go to sleep, little
thanks
girl.
Thanks for calling.
All right. It was a pleasure. All right. I'll talk to you guys later.
Take care.
All right. Bye.
I know.
So what we're going to do, we got 3 minutes left, so I want you guys to listen to this song I'm going to play. It's by Barker Joe Warren.
Hey, wait a minute. I'm sorry to interrupt. Whose birthday was it, Bill?
Yeah, Bill.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Bill.
No, thank you very much. I'm not comfortable when people say give me compliments. I like to be on stage speaking, giving awards out. I'm always a little uncomfortable, but I know from your heart you said, I mean, thank you very much.
So what I'm going to do is close this out with my favorite song. And I want you guys to hang on and listen to it. It's by Biker Joe Warren.
Right on, bro.
Screwdriver's a troublemaker.
Oh, you're going to like this one. You got to listen to the whole song, though.
Oh, Lord.
In the grocery store, all the kids look at me like they thought I was Santa Claus. And their mamas don't like it, so they turn the shopping carts around. Mama shoots me a dirty look. She thinks I'm just a greedy rebel without a cause. But it's fear that mostly makes them people put us down. But I like to ride big motorcycles, and I like to eat pussy too. I like to kick the shit out of punkers and faggots, and if you don't like it, fuck you. That's right. I like to ride big motorcycles, and I like to eat pussy too. And I like to kick the shit out of punkers and faggots, and if you don't like it, fuck you. In the restaurant, the maitre d' gets nervous cause I ain't got on a tie. But who'd ever thought a hairy-ass biker would drink French wine? I just finish off the steak and I have a glass of brandy and a slice of apple pie. Then I leave the biggest tip that the waiter has seen all night. Still, I like to ride big motorcycles, and I like to eat pussy too. And I like to kick the shit out of punkers and faggots, and if you don't like it, fuck you.
Biker Joe Warren, fuck you.
Man, I love that. That was great. Thanks for playing that.
Yeah, I think if CBS and NBC were ready to take us on.
One of the straightest outlooks on life in a long time.
Yeah,
anyway,
you just
hey, Joe, I'll send you the info on this 1% guy that wants to come on, and I'll see you guys next week.
All right.
Good night to all of our
Good
friends. Good night, everybody.
Thank you.
Good night, guys. Good program.
Hey, and you thought it was just a quiet guy from Chicago.
We'll see you later, Phil. All
right, man. Take care.
Take care, guys.
Use the bathroom,